Hello and welcome to Not So Molly Mormon Podcast.
Hello, welcome back everyone. This is Sarah.
And this is Katie. And you know what? I didn't tell you this yet, Sarah, but what? I had a dream a few nights ago that we were actually recording in the same room. And it was very cool. We had this really awesome setup and we were across the table from each other. And it was fabulous because if you guys are newer listeners, maybe you don't know, I live in Arizona in the United States. Sarah lives in London in the UK, and we have never once recorded together, like, in person.
That's so true. I was thinking about that the other day, of the fact that, like, we've never recorded an entire episode together in the same room.
No, we haven't. We've recorded small snippets for our patrons the few times I've visited you over there, but yeah, that's kind of bizarre to think, because I feel like most podcasters, they record in the same room.
Yeah.
But look at us, just making it work doing a thing from across the world, 8-hour time difference or whatever.
That's also the wild part, you guys. Like, that, I think Katie and I talk about all the time, is the most difficult part of us doing the podcast is scheduling. Like,
oh my God, it is very difficult, and we feel so flattered because so many people reach out and want to either do a collab or be a guest on the show like we've done in the past. But with the time difference between me and Sarah, and then our work schedules, and then finding a time when a guest or another podcast can be with us, it is like nearly impossible.
It's impossible. It gives me mad anxiety just trying to think about it. Like, we've done it in the past and it's been fine. But honestly, like, that coordination, it's just like, I can't even think about it. The time difference.
Yeah,
when, like, is it going to work out?
It's that meme of that woman trying to do all those different math equations. And it's just like, my brain hurts. And then the worst is when daylight savings time happens, because it's different for the United States versus the UK. And also Arizona doesn't observe it. So then I'm trying to figure out when yours is, when it is here, but also that it doesn't change here for me. It's the whole thing. Anyway, welcome to our time zone podcast.
Time zone. We're talking about time zone.
Time zones. I have some new patrons to shout out before.
Ooh, I did see that. I was so excited.
I want to shout out Kelly. Hello, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Janet. Welcome to Patreon.
Hello, Janet. Welcome and thank you.
Hi to Christian. Hello, Christian. Welcome.
Hello, Christian. And, just echoing. Hello.
Yeah. Hello, hello. And hello to Ruth, and welcome. And thank you all so much for joining us on Patreon. We hope you like it over there. We certainly have fun over there. Right, Sarah?
We have a blast. It's always lots of giggles, more inappropriate content. I usually spill more tea on that side.
There's a little more tea. Fun. And we have videos over there. So if you're ever curious about what these old bags look like. No, Sarah's very cute.
And Katie's very cute. We're both cute.
Hi, Squad. Okay. Do you have any announcements before we start?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, look at us getting kind of right into it a little bit faster than normal. You're welcome, people who bitch at us. This kind of goes a little bit along with what we were talking about last week with, like, censorship and things like that, and what Mormons are allowed to watch or see or read or whatever. I found this, this little, I guess it's a letter that was written in from an 11-year-old Mormon to, I believe it was the New Era, or it was one of those magazines, the Mormon magazines.
Yeah.
I won't say her name because child's, but it's a little girl, age 11, from the West Jordan 21st Ward, West Jordan, Utah State. Shout out, West Jordan. Let's go.
I was about to say, you need to clarify West Jordan being in Utah.
It's in Utah.
Where in Utah is that? It's, I don't know.
It's near Salt Lake City. Okay. My fiance went to West Jordan High School.
Oh, shout out to Scott.
So this letter is titled Scary Choice.
Oh, it already makes me uncomfortable.
I know, this poor little wee one. So it starts out with, so this wasn't written by the little girl, but it was this little part was put in there by the magazine. It says, "Give heed unto all the prophet's words, for his word ye shall receive as it is from mine own mouth." That is from Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 4 through 5. So we talk about this a lot, that Mormons like to say the prophet isn't perfect. But then you have scriptures like this that say, listen to the prophet's words, because they're literally as though they're coming from God. The words from God are coming through the prophet's mouth, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it irks me when Mormons say, well, he was just speaking as a man, when, you know, they're speaking about racism or something.
Exactly, but it's always in their back pocket. But then if they're not in trouble, then it's not as like they're speaking as God.
They're speaking for God. Yeah. But you never know which one it is. At the time.
Depends on the day. Depends on the current issue at state.
Depends on Josh Christ's mood at that day.
Josh Christ. When I think of Josh Christ, I think of a guy with like sun tip hair, and then like a puka shell necklace.
Oh, like straight from 1998.
Yeah, that's what I have. Those vibes. Is he
wearing Guy Fieri sunglasses?
Yes, and cargo shorts.
Oh my God, Josh Christ. Mwah.
Again. And New Balance shoes, but not like how it is cool now to wear old New Balance shoes, like the dad shoes, but like the ones back in the day when it actually wasn't cool. You know what I mean?
When they weren't cool in 1998. And he might even be wearing a Monster Energy shirt.
Yes. And you know who else also makes me think of Josh Christ? Sorry, guys, you gotta go down this. So, you know, the actor was like a Disney actor, and I think it's back on Disney Plus now. Is So Weird, the TV show So Weird?
That sounds familiar, but I can't picture any.
Okay, everyone actor. Go look up this show. Okay. And then the guy that's in it, I think he was also in, you'll know as soon as you see it, he's in like quite a few like Disney movies. He's in the Lizzie McGuire movie. He's like the crush.
Okay.
Anyways,
yes, I'm checking out. A picture.
He looks like Josh Christ.
Okay, I'm glad to have that picture now. Thank you for that visual. Okay, so this little girl writes in, "I like scary movies. When a certain scary movie came out, I was really sad because it was the kind of movie that the prophet had said not to watch. I had promised myself and Heavenly Father that I would follow the prophet and not watch such movies. Then I had a chance to watch it. I remembered my promise and didn't watch it, though it was hard not to, but it was worth it. I know that I will get many blessings for not watching that movie. I'm choosing while I'm young not to watch any bad movies, and so it won't be hard for me when I am older. It makes me feel good inside when I make right choices."
Oh, this is giving me major Molly Mormon Sarah vibes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought, so I came across that, and I think what sent me down a further rabbit hole of this was that I actually rewatched Hereditary just the other night, and what is that? It's a scary movie, and it's very good. It's very fucked up. I love scary movies, but when I was a Mormon, I was frightened of them. Because similarly to what this little girl wrote, but also I think what we'll get into is the idea of letting the devil into your home or into your heart if you watch scary movies, right?
Oh, definitely. Like, I went through a phase of loving scary movies from like I think it was like 18 to 20. It was like, that's all I ever wanted to watch was scary movies. And Katie and I have a friend, and this friend and I, like a mutual friend, we used to watch them all the time. Like, I remember I just like every movie from 2005 to 2007, 2008 that was scary, I watched. If it was PG-13.
I was going to say, unless it was rated R.
It could not be rated R, but if it was anything that was PG-13, I could watch. But there was always, and I think we talked about it on the podcast before, I was always terrified that if we watched it after midnight, I would be like opening the door for the Holy Spirit to leave and like for demons to possess me. And I would get so freaked out. I just wouldn't sleep. Or I would always think like, oh, even though it was PG-13, there was like one scene in there that really I shouldn't have watched. And now like I'm going to go to sleep and the demons are going to possess me and I have to start singing primary songs.
Yeah. Or get out your scriptures, right?
Yeah.
It's bizarre to look back on. I found a blog titled, the entire blog is just titled Latter-day Mommy. Food, Family, Faith, and Fun.
Oh, no.
And there's an entry titled Faith, Fear, and Scary Movies. So she writes, it just says by Rebecca, so shout out Rebecca, I guess. What does faith have to do with scary movies? A few years ago, I took a media, family, and human development class at BYU. One of the topics discussed in class was fear in the media. Though in class we didn't go into much depth about it in a gospel sense, it really got me thinking about how much it ties into faith. Here's a scripture. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. From 2 Timothy 1:7. She says, I love this scripture. Here, Paul reminds us that the spirit of fear is not of God. But in today's society, it seems that seeking after this spirit of fear has sort of become an object of recreation. Why do we seek after it? We watch scary movies for the creepy thrill it gives us. Halloween festivities and haunted houses may offer the same type of excitement. Though it seems like harmless fun, I think the fact that faith and fear cannot coexist is an idea worth considering.
I mean, it's kind of ironic considering fear is what the church inflicts on members in order to have faith.
Holy shit. In my notes, I think I wrote that almost exact same line. It's like,
what?
The irony of this whole thing is that believing in the church is what makes those scary movies scary, especially ones that are involved in supernatural elements.
Definitely. Like, to this day, I'm just a scaredy cat in general. I get really, I don't know if it's my anxiety or what, but like I get freaked out and I scare myself constantly. So like, I just can't do scary movies, not because I believe like demons will possess me or anything like that, but I just get like in my head of like, what is that noise? Is someone breaking into my house? What is going on? Like,
yeah. And I mean, those are valid fears. The ones of humans hurting each other.
Yeah. But like the supernatural ones, I agree with you. Like, but for some reason they just trigger everything in me. Like,
oh, I mean, I'm like, it makes sense. Look at our background.
Yeah.
Your condition. And, you know, the movies are made to scare people. And, but yeah, I know that they're not for everybody, but I just think it's so, like, the irony that when you really deconstruct it is so funny, because they're like, no, that'll, if you watch that, you're going to, something bad will happen to you. But it's like, once you lose that belief, you can kind of chill out a little bit and not be so overly scared and like,
yeah,
certain you're gonna get possessed, right?
Is it like, so after, this is just like a odd, not odd, but like random question, but like after you watch scary movies, are you spooked or are you just kind of like, all right, cool? Like,
I'm pretty much fine after scary movies, but I didn't used to be that way. Especially if it's something that is a supernatural kind of thing or like a monster, I'm okay. Some of them that will stick with me that are more of like a murderer or the gore kind of movies, but not as bad. Like, I'll occasionally have, like, if I watch a scary movie right before bed, I might have a dream about it, but it doesn't keep me up at night.
Oh, I'm so impressed. I wish I was like that.
Maybe someday, but also maybe it's, they're just not for you. Maybe it triggers something in you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Kevin W. Pearson said, faith and fear cannot coexist. One gives way to the other. Faith is the absence of fear. You can't have faith with fear, and you can't have fear when faith is present. One will crowd out the other. Oh my God, isn't that so Mormon? Like, and that's what you were saying just exactly earlier. Like, if you start to get scared, you sing primary songs or read your scriptures because you're told, like, fear means there's a devil nearby. Fear means that there's demons. So you need to do something to just have faith and you'll be fine.
Just have faith. Exactly that. Like, sing the primary songs, read your scriptures, or what's that one that I would, I always forget it. It's like the, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you, or whatever it is. Yeah. It's like, I used to say that in my head all the time. I get so scared and just be like, oh my God, there's a demon that's going to possess me. I'm going to be possessed. Oh my God. And I would start just like saying that in my head over and over again.
God, the brainwashing that we were put through. Oh, it's rough. Okay, it just starts to get really silly. She says, I remember having a conversation with my sister one time where something she said struck me. She mentioned how she doesn't really enjoy movies where she can't see how the plan of salvation fits in the plot.
Oh, my God.
That really made me think. Perhaps some movies crowd out that vision of Heavenly Father's plan. For instance, you wouldn't expect the main character in a horror film to kneel down in the midst of a crisis and pray to the Lord for protection. But actually, that does happen in some movies.
Exactly. But also, who the fuck even says that seriously? I don't care how Mormon you are. You can't seriously be like, oh, I only like watching movies that I can see the plan of salvation being fulfilled.
Isn't that the most cringy thing? Like, imagine having said that and then you leave the church. You would look back on yourself and be like, oh, dear God, I said what?
So cringy.
I don't like but watching it's just like movies. I just,
yeah.
Where you can't see the plan of salvation. Oh, I'm crying. I'm actually crying. Okay. Sorry, I just hit my microphone. Hopefully that wasn't too loud. Then she goes on to say, the For Strength of Youth pamphlet affirms, quote, whatever you read, listen to, or look at has an effect on you. Moment to moment, every choice we make is either contributing to building our faith or weakening it. So, does this mean that seeking after entertainment that encourages basking in the spirit of fear could little by little fill us with more fear and crowd out our overall faith? Perhaps.
The spirit of fear crowding out our overall faith. Oh my God.
Ma'am, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
But we've both been there. Like, I've fully been there. Like, I watched I think it was The Exorcism of Emily Rose when I was a Mormon, and I fully thought, like, that there were going to be demons possessing me that night. I was so freaked out by
it. I would never watch that movie, ever. As much as, and even when I was in that phase of watching horror movies and, like, loving it, I would not watch it. And I think it was also one of those, I think it came on TV once. And you know, if it's on like a network TV, like TBS, this is showing my age. I don't even know if that's still a channel in the US. I have
it is.
Channel
it is.
It would be like, you know, edited so that it could show on TV. It couldn't be rated R. So they would edit out the stuff. I still wouldn't watch it on TV because I was just like,
The whole possession thing.
Yeah. It freaked me out too much. And I thought I would be possessed if I watched it.
You know what? This just dawned on me. I still think I might have a little bit of deconstructing to do with the horror genre, actually, because I have not read the book, The Exorcist, but it's available in my library app. And I have scrolled by it many times being like, oh, like that would be interesting to read the book. But I haven't. And I think it's because deep down, like deep, deep, deep down in there somewhere, I still have that little Mormon thought of like, if you read that, will like something bad happen to you?
Oh, interesting.
So maybe that's my homework I got to work on.
Oh my God, that is very interesting.
Okay, so her last paragraph says, I'll be honest, I've enjoyed scary movies at times. I can definitely see how we often find these things thrilling. Thinking about it in this light, though, has made me want to be more wary of the idea of intentionally doing things that fill me with the spirit of fear. It seems to me that when fear is present, the Holy Ghost cannot be present, simply because his spirit only dwells where faith dwells, and faith cannot fill our hearts when a spirit of fear prevails. Just something I've been thinking about. But then again, you're taught that the Holy Ghost, again, the irony of the word ghost when we're talking about scary movies, but you're taught that the Holy Ghost will never leave you. But then you're also taught stuff like this of if you're in the spirit of fear, the Holy Ghost will flee. The Holy Ghost will leave. It's midnight. Bye, bitch. I got to go to bed. And then you're susceptible to evil and possession. But it's like, well, which one is it? Is the Holy Ghost really that weak or petty that it'll just leave when you're scared?
Yeah, exactly. Which one is it? Because it's like, well, then what's he good for?
Really? Like, what are you good for, Holy Ghost? HG, I just don't see your point. I feel like you're a you're a fair weather friend.
Exactly.
Okay, so that just got me thinking a little bit more about what we were all taught as a collective in the Mormon world growing up. And I found this entry on the ex-Mormon subreddit that says, the title is, was anyone else taught as a Mormon kid that watching scary movies would invite bad spirits into your home? And I was just like, yes, boom, let me click on this. And I want to see what people have to say, right? Because you know there are trolls out there that are like, it's not taught that. Like, we're not taught that evil spirits will come to you when you watch scary movies. And it's like, no. Like, every ex-Mormon I know was taught that, right?
Every ex-Mormon. Every Mormon that I've met, anyways, that's an ex-Mormon now, has told me that.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to read to you this entry because it felt like you or I could have written this. Especially me in the terms of, like, the getting past it a little bit more, but okay, let's see how much you relate to this. I remember being taught by my parents, church leaders, and seminary teachers that watching scary and bad movies would invite bad spirits and demons into our home. I was also taught that humans could be possessed by evil spirits if you invited them in, and watching scary movies was an invitation for a bad spirit to inhabit your home or your body. I was so scared of this as a kid. I remember watching a scary movie at a friend's house in seventh grade and being so frightened that night when I went home, I was convinced I had allowed bad spirits into my home. I had this evil feeling when I was going to bed at night. I was so scared because I thought there were evil spirits in my bedroom. So I would read my scriptures and keep my head under my covers and sing primary hymns to try to get the evil feeling to go away. I didn't watch scary movies for years after that, but I was constantly scared at night. In high school, I watched The Exorcist and was certain I had invited evil spirits into my bedroom. I remember rereading my Book of Mormon and crying and praying that the evil spirits would leave. I even remember raising my hand to the square and telling the evil spirits to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, this is like all stuff that you just said.
It's so triggering, all of this.
Right? Even after I was married and was an adult, I was scared to death of these evil spirits. I would get these horrible, evil feelings and just think that something was possessing my house. After leaving the church and becoming an atheist, I have never had another experience that come close to that. I now no longer feel like there are evil spirits lingering in my home. In fact, I might even love to see a ghost because I don't even know if they exist, but if I see one, then maybe I could change my mind. Obviously, looking back and remembering those horrible feelings and that dread and fear that I felt so often that would bring me to tears and I was so scared, they weren't anything but my own fear and the brainwashing that had been done to me that caused me to feel that way. When I think about people having these deep spiritual experiences, I just think back about those deep, scary feelings I had that were nothing more than a scared little girl who had thoughts put into her head that watching a movie would lead to being possessed by the devil. It's amazing what our brains are capable of. That is some fucking intense brainwashing.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? Like how similar that experience is between at least me, you, and this person, and I'm guessing some of you listening, at least probably most of you, if you grew up in the church.
Whoa, my mind is kind of blown right now.
Right? So some of the comments were, I was taught similar things about bad movies in general, sex scenes, bad words, all of it could invite Satan into my home and make the Holy Ghost leave me. I was taught that Ouija boards and witchcraft could invite Satan into your body and he could literally possess you.
Yeah, I remember so that with Ouija boards, definitely was that. It was like, if you have that and if you play with that, you will be possessed. Like, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It was like, it will definitely happen. And I remember, like, my grandma at her house, she was the sweetest little Baptist woman. But some reason, I don't know if it was actually true or not, I can't remember, but part of my memory was that, like, one of my aunts had a Ouija board. And it was somewhere in her house. My grandma didn't know it was there. And like my cousins and I would be like, oh, let's try it out. And me being a little Mormon was like, no, I refuse to be anywhere around it. I refuse.
It's like funny when you think about it, because the devil, like, how petty that the devil could only possess your body through like a board game. Or
exactly. Like,
if he's that powerful, I don't think he needs the board game or the movie to like possess you. But what do I know? I guess we've talked about the devil's 3-step maneuver. Maybe he has other moves that he uses with the Ouija board.
3-step maneuver all over that Ouija board. Have you ever used one before?
No, I haven't. I don't think you have. I would guess you haven't.
No, I've never done it.
Yeah.
I also am just like, how much of it is just, cause you know, like apparently like moves across the board, right? But like, it to me, it's just like a magic trick. Like somehow you move it, or I don't know, like you like subconsciously move it without knowing. I don't know.
I'll have to look into that. Maybe we can deep dive into Ouija boards like on Patreon or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another commenter said, my irrational fear continued into my early adulthood. I remember laying in bed and quote unquote seeing faces in the closet. And just like the irony that they don't see. They said they don't see those faces anymore now that they don't believe in Mormonism. And it's just so like ironic, right? That's what was giving you the fear in the first place. Wow. Was the church. Someone said, I had a friend whose parents took it pretty far and banned the Little Mermaid from their house because Ursula is scary and practices witchcraft, therefore encouraging evil spirits to enter your home.
That is wild. That is wild.
I've never heard that one before. You can have like almost nothing in your house at that point.
Yeah, because they can say the same thing about Aladdin. It's a genie. Beauty and the Beast, that's like magic.
Yeah, like basically everything. okay, and the very last comment that I want to read just is a gem. It says, my mom firmly believes that watching movies about ghosts or demons or vampires invites evil spirits into the house, except Twilight. For some reason, Twilight's okay. Because Twilight was written by a Mormon.
Isn't it so funny though that Twilight has this weird like occult following?
I know.
Now turned into like this thing that's like, oh, everyone. I don't know. I just find it bizarre because when it came out, it was like, if I think back to that first Twilight movie, it was so, so, so bad. But
we all loved it. I went to like the midnight premiere.
Me too. I read that movie in the theater probably like 4 times.
Oh yeah. I watched all of them with the packed theater. I read all the books. Yeah. And looking back now, I'm like, oh, it had a chokehold on all of this. I don't know if it was a Mormon thing. I think it was popular outside of Mormonism too. So
yeah, it was.
there's something about it that got us. And
oh, it's wild.
Anyway, that is my episode today. I thought how funny and silly, and I'm glad that I feel bad that you still feel really scared around scary movies, but hopefully it's not as bad as when you were Mormon.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as I was Mormon. I think I'm just an anxious person naturally, so like it triggers some type of like irrational fear in me.
Yeah.
might no, still that's stem from Mormonism. It, you know, it could be all down to that, but I just get in my head and I like fixate on not like supernatural stuff as much. It's just like that fear of like that anxiety that I get from watching scary movies. And I think especially now that I've had a kid, I don't know. I mean, I've read about it and that it's just like common to have this intrusive thoughts or like these like intense feelings now around anything that causes like fear. And when I watch like scary movies or like someone being hurt, it like instantly makes me like, oh my God, I have to protect Rory. I have to like, and I get really like anxious about it. So
yeah. Oh, that makes sense. You're good mama.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, everybody. And leave us a comment on Instagram telling us your favorite scary movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I now need to go watch a scary movie.
Do you, though? Because you said it triggers your anxiety.
I don't. I need to watch like a basic scary movie, like a thriller. I love a thriller.
There you go. There you go. Get a thriller and you'll be set. And you won't be too scared. You can still go to sleep.
Exactly. That's good.
All right. We'll be back next week, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye.